remember that as you learn to get good at sensing and feeling the chi, feeling the aura, feeling the energy of other people, you're going to start to open up your mind to all the receptivity that's out there. You know, one of the things we talked about in the energy system was opening up the third eye and starting to see a lot of the things that are around you at all times. Well, you're going to be doing the same thing from this mind-to-mind communication standpoint. The more you do it, the more receptive you're going to become. It's almost like your radio station, all of a sudden you're able to pick up more stations. You're going to be able to feel what people are thinking. You know, are you going to pick up direct concepts at first? Probably not. But as you go along, you'll start to pick up the emotional content. You'll know what they're saying to you. We talked about being almost a lie detector in the last section. Well, it's going to even get even more so here, where you can actually, you could ask somebody questions, and not only will you start to get the emotion that they're telling you the truth or not, but you'll actually start to hear what they're saying inside their mind. You'll be able to pick up the concepts. And again, it is going to come across as an image. Don't expect when you read somebody's mind that it's going to be a letter, you know, like a word, because that's the way some people think it is going to be. It's going to be a picture, and you have to interpret the picture. Now, in order to get to that level, what are some skills that we can do? Because primarily what we've been talking about is sending the transmission one way. What about receiving the transmission or receiving information? A lot of times people tell me, hey, Al, I would like to learn how to read someone's mind. And my response is that you probably don't want to read somebody's mind, because if you knew what was in their mind at any given time, it would probably scare you, because most people have pretty weird thoughts throughout the day, because our mind is, you know, if everything in our mind was on a picture, we would have a bizarre day, because you would see all these strange concepts going across, from the sexual thoughts to the weird thoughts to the strange thoughts to, I mean, everything would go across the screen, and you would say, wow, that person is really perverse in a lot of different ways. When in reality, it's just the mind doing what the mind does, which is takes a concept and runs with it a lot of times. And so reading somebody's mind, as you get better and better at it, you will come to the point where you may not really enjoy it that much, and you may want to back off, because you're going to find that there are people that you know and love that have some pretty bizarre thoughts. And that once you start to read some of those thoughts and feelings that you're getting from them, you may not really like it. It may change your opinion of people, and it may change your opinion of people in a not so good way. So I want to caution you there that you know, sometimes when you get what you ask for, you don't really like what you get, because you realize that it's something different than what you thought it was. And a lot of times with these kind of skills, that's what it is a lot of the time, is that people always look at things from the positive standpoint that, hey, when they get enlightenment, when they have the ability to do these things, it's going to be great that they'll be able to read people's mind, they'll be able to know what people are doing. And that's true, but by the same token, you'll get to hear all the little inside conversations that go on in your mind, and you probably don't want to go there, quite frankly. And so I just want to mention that to you so that you understand it. But what I want to do now is I want to go through some exercises that you can do with a partner or by yourself in order to start to get this whole mind-to-mind communication together. Again, going back to the fact that our mind is working in pictures. What you're going to want to do is, if you have a partner, that would be fantastic. If you don't, you know, utilize somebody that maybe it's a spouse, a friend, a girlfriend, a daughter, a son. Could really be anybody, as long as they're on board with you in terms of looking to help you. That's not a joke to them. That's not something that they're just doing to pacify you. You really want somebody to concentrate, and they'll probably be intrigued with the information that they get. The first exercise I like to use is called linking up the minds. And what this does is that it enables you to start to pick up the pictures of somebody's mind. Again, get in a room. It doesn't have to be well lit. I mean, just a nice, relaxed atmosphere. Relax down. Again, stillness training, breath training, focusing on the third eye. Because what you're going to do is you're going to focus on the other person's third eye. Whether they know how to project to the third eye or not doesn't matter. Because what happens is when they see a picture, they are going to flash that on the screen of their mind. Okay? And you're going to use your third eye and your body and your mind in order to pick that up. In the beginning, you're probably not going to pick up much. I mean, that's just the way it is. But as you start to become more and more sensitive, you will start to pick up images of what that is. You can do it with a person and pick out items in a room that you're in. You want to pick up items that will be pretty easy to understand. Like I mentioned, the stapler, I mentioned, whatever. It could be a vase, it could be a chair, it could be a couch. But make it something that you can really send a good thought picture to. Now, obviously, if you have a training partner, somebody that really is intrigued and wants to do this type of thing, you're going to go back and forth. You're going to do a picture in your mind, and then they're going to focus and see if they can pick it up. You're going to do one. They're going to do one. You kind of go back and forth. Obviously, if it's somebody that's not really trying to increase their sensitivity, it's a one-way process. You're just going to have them think of pictures in their mind and flash them at you. You can even go to the point where you will pick out specific pictures and then you can decide which ones are there. So, for instance, you could pick out an item in a room and say, okay, these are the five items that we're going to do in a room. I want you to tell me which one I'm thinking about right now. Now, if the person that is flashing the picture, I want them to really think of the item, not just say, okay, stapler. I want them to think of the item. Think of it as a picture. Look at it. Understand what it looks like, see it in its three-dimensional form, and take that picture and put it into the mind. When they close their mind, they should be able to see that picture and understand what's there. When you close your mind, you want to be able to try to get that information from them. Again, it always works better when you've got training partners that are on the same page, two people that are looking to enhance their skills. So if you have somebody like that, it's absolutely the best way to do it. You can also do it at a distance. It's not as good a way to do it in the beginning to do it at a distance, but you certainly can do it at a distance, because once you begin to get a handle on the energy, you'll realize that the energy, there is no distance. There is no time differential. It is what it is, and you can send that energy anywhere. I can feel somebody's energy 3,000 miles away. It's not a problem. I can feel their emotions 3,000 miles away. I can feel even some of their thought pictures that many miles away, depending upon who the person is. So it's not something that needs to be face-to-face, but obviously if you're working with a partner, it helps to do that. So that's the first exercise that you're going to concentrate on. You should do this exercise as often as you can until you start to be able to pick up the images that they're sending across to you.